Lord, thank you for this time that we get to celebrate a feast with bread and wine to remind us of what you accomplished at the cross, the Lord's Supper and communion. I pray, Jesus, that you would be magnified in this time, and it is always in your great name we pray. Amen. Be seated. Since we're going to be spending some time in God's Word, we do want to make sure that everyone has a copy of God's Word accessible to them. So if you don't have one, go ahead and raise your hand, and some men are going to walk around and distribute the Bibles and hand those out. And as you are opening your Bibles or phones or receiving one of these Bibles, please open them to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. We'll be starting in verse 26. So 26:26. And the setting for our passage this morning has Jesus in a home in Jerusalem. He and his disciples have gathered in a large furnished upper guest room, and he is just a short number of hours away from going to the cross. And as a part of this gathering, they're celebrating what has become known as the Lord's Supper, or the Lord's table, or communion. Jesus is instituting this new practice. This is the first one. But why were they there in the first place? What was the occasion? They were there celebrating the Passover, the last Passover, the last officially sanctioned and required Passover. The first Passover was an event described in Exodus chapter 12. While the nation of Israel were slaves in Egypt, God, through Moses, had them slaughter an unblemished one-year-old male lamb and capture its blood in a basin, and then take that blood and put it on the doorpost and on the lintel of their homes. Then in Exodus 12:23, it says, "And Yahweh will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and he will see the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, and Yahweh will pass over the doorway and will not allow the destroyer to come in to your homes and to smite you." God sees the blood and does not destroy. He does not destroy his people, but he delivers them. And every subsequent Passover that was celebrated looked back on this unique event where God passed over and delivered the nation and smote the Egyptians. And Exodus 12:24 says, "You shall keep this event as a statute for you and your children forever." Celebrating the feast of the Passover was not simply a nice thing to do, like remembering somebody's birthday or celebrating July 4th. This was a requirement. Numbers 9:13 tells us that a person that neglects to celebrate the Passover, that person shall be cut off from his people. For he did not bring near the offering of Yahweh at his appointed time. That man will bear his sin. It was a statute. It was an ordinance. It was a requirement. It was sin to not observe the feast of the Passover. And it had real consequences for disobedience. This was the last required Passover. Because of Jesus and what he was about to do in a short number of hours at the cross. From here on out, there's a new feast that's being instituted, and it's called communion. The promised Messiah has come. The old covenant is no longer applicable because there is a new one. The Passover was a memorial feast for all Jews, but now we have a new memorial feast for all Christians. Please go ahead and follow along as I read, starting in verse 26. "Now while they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it. And giving it to the disciples, he said, 'Take, eat. This is my body.' And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins.'" This is not literally his body or his blood, but they were symbols. They were symbolic of a sacrifice. The Passover lamb was given and its blood was shed. And all of that points to a greater sacrifice. As John the Baptist said, referring to Jesus, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." To inaugurate the old covenant, they had burnt offerings and sacrificed bulls, and they captured the blood and sprinkled it on the people. And the people committed to obey the law, which didn't last very long. The old covenant was inaugurated with blood. But Jesus says here in verse 28, "This is my blood of the covenant." This is something different. This is a new covenant. This is not the blood of animal sacrifices, but this is Jesus' own blood. This is looking to the cross, where Jesus, the perfect, unblemished Lamb of God, was given and his blood was shed. Or as verse 28 says, his blood was poured out. At the cross, Jesus was sacrificed and his blood was poured out unto death. And we know the result of his sacrifice. Go ahead and look at the end of verse 28. It was poured out for many, for forgiveness of sins. At the cross, Jesus willingly went as a substitute to bear the penalty of the wrath of God for all who trust and believe in him for the forgiveness of their sins. And this is why we celebrate and why we spend this time every week here at Grace Bible Church, so that we can remember what Jesus accomplished on the cross. And we do this by taking a little cracker and a little cup of juice as symbols to remember these things, to remember Jesus' body and Jesus' blood. The Lord's Supper is only for believers, for those that are trusting alone in him for their salvation, for what he accomplished on the cross. And if by your own admission you would say you're not a believer, then when the tray comes, we just simply ask that you pass it by. If you have any questions about what it means to trust in Christ alone, please come talk to me, any one of the other pastors, the person who brought you. We would love to talk about what it means to trust in Christ alone. This is also a time for believers to examine themselves. We're warned not to take this bread and a cup in an unworthy manner. If you have any known unrepentant sin, go ahead and confess that now and take. Believer, just as God looked upon the blood of the Passover lamb for the nation of Israel and delivered them from the destroyer, God no longer looks upon you as a sinner deserving of his wrath. But he sees you as the perfect. He sees you because of the perfect and precious blood of the Lamb of God. He sees you as righteous and is holy. Because Jesus' blood was poured out at the cross, your sins have been forgiven. When your hearts are prepared, go ahead and take the elements on your own.